Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Weighing in on the Milwaukee YouTube stream saying, I am going to the tailgate tour tonight. And I think that is the point of the tailgate tour. The fans all over excited about the upcoming season, and I think they do a really good job doing that. Meanwhile, Matthew in the 414 says, Mark Murphy is our lovable buffoon. It's like complicated fella. Like, there's a tinge of positivity, but also negativity. Jason Wilde, good morning. We are talking about the tailgate tour and Mark Murphy's comments yesterday on ESPN Milwaukee on Jim, Matt, and Molly. Your reaction to hearing from the president, soon to be former president, of the Green Bay Packers yesterday?
I always enjoy hearing from Mark Murphy because you never know what he might say.
Box of chocolates, if you will.
Indeed. That's exactly who I think of. So does that make him our lovable Forrest Gump? I know you guys are having the conversation about how his legacy will be viewed or whether he's viewed positively or negatively. You know, what would be the argument for viewing him negatively? Just not winning a Super Bowl after the 2010 team did?
I think the firing of McCarthy. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah, he did not handle that well. Could not agree with you more, and I don't think Mike will disagree with you either. But he's hired two guys who are good. I don't know if they're great. We'll see. But he got those hirings right. He certainly has done extremely well from a business perspective. The Rodgers separation. I know. The event that they did in Madison last night, I went to the pre-event where Murphy and Tucker Kraft were on Jim, Matt, and Molly. I did not go to the public event. I wanted to get home. But the highlights, one of the things that Jesse Nelson mentioned was that the fans really dislike Rodgers, at least the fans at that event. And so I look at the separation with Rodgers, and unlike the 2008 farce, the Rodgers separation, I think most people very much come down on, hey, we did the right thing. We handled it well. We got multiple picks for him. It was great. So I don't know. I'm surprised if there's people that are super negative about him. He certainly thinks he's a very funny, comedic fellow, which causes him to often say things he shouldn't. But beyond that, I don't even get along with him very well, and I don't have a lot of criticism for him.
Jason, I'm not sure if you saw the article by Bill Huber, but the headline reads, study concludes Packers have had the worst draft over the last decade. Do you think that's fair? See, the things I don't notice... Jason, the things I don't notice is I don't see Marco Rivera's, Adam Timmermans, myself, Dorsey Levens, all fourth and on picks, Gabe Wilkins.
You definitely want to find some Gabe Wilkins who'll quit on you in the Super
Bowl. And you're doing so good, Joe. I don't know if Gabe Wilkins is in the same category.
Jason, when he played for us, he was for fourth round pick.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
Yeah, until he quit.
On a Gardner Webb.
Yes.
I think your point is well taken. I would say that Carrington Valentine should be mentioned in your group. Mm-hmm. I tend to read every word Bill writes, except the mock draft stuff. I don't enjoy mock drafts, but he's terrific. I mean, he does a really, really, he's probably the most underrated beat writer on the beat. And he does a great job. And like my stuff at channel3000.com, it's free. So that helps as well. But I did not read that yet. You know, I don't know what the measuring.
Well, the measuring is, Jason, it's basically first and second team all pros, Pro Bowlers, all rookie selections, and Super Bowl winners drafted.
Mm. And there aren't a lot of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, there are other ways certainly to measure draft success. I think what's interesting, and you guys can tell me if I'm off base on this, but I feel like we view the drafts that he's had, at least the recent ones, right, 22, 23, 24, based on how guys have played. But they all kind of – there's such a large percentage of them who played right away because he's gone to such a youthful roster. So, you know, you have more – you know, like Jaden Reed. Jaden Reed has led them in receiving both in terms of receptions and in terms of yardage his first 2 years. In another era, he would have been working his way up the food chain because you would have had veteran wide receivers who were established, right? The Jordys, the Cobbs, the Devontaes, and a second-round pick, much like those guys had to do themselves. I mean, look at Cobbs' numbers. I think he caught like maybe 25 balls his rookie year in 11 because they had James Jones still on that team. And so all these guys have gotten more opportunities. So we see really good things, and we say, oh, well, you got a keeper there. But what is their ceilings? What are they going to turn out to be? And obviously we have critiqued some of those guys from the 22 and 23 drafts now after three or two seasons where you're like, yeah, I thought they'd be farther along with how much they've played. So, again, I'm eager to see what this year's team looks like because now this is such a pivotal year for so many people, including, in my opinion, the GM and the coach, that all these guys that we've seen play way more than we would have in a previous era, now they have to start playing like all those guys you mentioned who all became Pro Bowlers. You, Dorsey, Timmerman, Marco, all the – like, those guys all became top flight players at their positions. And while all the guys that we're talking about in the Goody era have been solid to good players, none of them have been top players at their positions.
Jason, just kind of going back to the Mark Murphy thing, do you believe he has left, he's going to be leaving the franchise in a better position than when he originally took over?
Well, they've got a half a billion dollars plus in their rainy day reserve fund. So they are there's no arguing that they're in an incredible financial position. I mean, they're just constantly looking for building projects to use all the money they have, right? I mean, now they've got the third locker room done, so they renovate the Packers locker room, and they're expanding the equipment room. Like, they're, you know, they've made money hand over fist. They've won a ton of games. Dewey's point is a really good one. He, in my opinion, very poorly handled the firing of a guy who won a Super Bowl. But beyond that and beyond some of his verbal missteps, yeah, I don't think there's any question that he has been a good steward of what has been built here. Like, look, I'm a Bob Harlan guy. Bob Harlan was the smartest guy that they had run this organization. Before him, it was a cluster. After, it's been, you just don't screw it up. And that's the thing, you know, I kind of feel like Ted and Mike McCarthy get a little bit of short shrift because they weren't the ones who broke the 29 years of wandering in the football wilderness, right? Like, Holmgren and Wolf did, but they won another title. They did everything that they could do to make sure that this team won a ton of games like the Wolf Holmgren era was. But they didn't have to build it from the ground up. They had to make sure they maintained it. And in Murphy's case, I mean, look, he inherited Ted and Mike, who were the ones who were the architect and the coach that won the Super Bowl. And so he did a good job, like those guys, to a lesser degree, though, in my opinion, of keeping things going the way they had been started by Wolf and Holmgren. And to me, that's the measure now. If you're the team president of the Jacksonville Jaguars or some of these other teams that have had so many losing seasons, then the challenge is, did you get them to be good again? And did you get them to be financially solvent again and all those things? And Murphy didn't face that challenge, so we don't have to grade him on that curve.
Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, everybody, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde can be heard on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every weekday morning right here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Still a lot of stuff to get to this morning. There's an interesting article out there about some of the changes that the Packers have gone through from a coaching standpoint and how those new coaches can bring new ideas in. But the thing that struck me was a quote from Brian Gutekunst. We'll get to that as the show rolls on. Plus, have you seen Uber's lost and found list? My goodness. What are people carrying with them places? That was my big question. We'll get into that shortly after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
TBD.
No. That's not how any of this works.
That's how you make content.
What do you mean? That's how it works for him.
What's TBD mean?
To be determined.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
To be dumb.
Did you hear him say to be dumb?
To be dumb. Did Joshy say that?
He did.
On 94.5 ESPN.